Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horetz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Simcha. In Parshas Kisavo of Sefer Devarim, in Peruch Chavav, we have the extremely beautiful mitzvah of bringing of the Bikurim, the first fruits from the Shivat HaMenim, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash HaYakayim, the procession is so stunningly described by even Mishnah, Mishnah Bikurim and Perek Gimel with the commentary of the Bar Tanura. It's a beautiful procession of first fruits. And when a person sees the first fruits of the Shivat HaMimim beginning to ripen on the trees, he ties around it a reed, Korechele Gimi, Vehomer Hareza Bikurim. And as the produce grows, the first of the fruits are brought up to, as a gift to the coin to the Beit HaMikdash. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Chavav, Pasuk of Devarim Bahaya Kisavala Arts Ashersham Kachanosinichanachala, Vyrishta Vyushafta Ba'uabi. When you come to the land that Hashem your God gives you as an inheritance, and you take possession of it and you dwell in the land, Rashi says, from here you learn that they are not chayiv and bikurim until they conquer the land and apportion the land. Pasuk base, Vilakachta may racious called Priyadama Shartavi Me'ertzach. You should take from the first of the fruits of all the fruit of the land that you should bring from your land that Hashem your God gives you. You should place it in a basket. You should go to the place that God has chosen. It, to dwell his presence there, to dwell his name there. Now Rashi says here, we learn from the language of this verse that we are only chayiv in the bikurim of the Shivat HaMinim. So you could have very beautiful Jaffa oranges and very sweet tomatoes, but only the fruits of the Shivat HaMinim are brought as bikur. Pasuk Gimel, and you should come to the kohen that is in those days, and you should say to him, Higadati Hayom LaHashem Elokecha, I declare today to Hashem your God that I have come to the land that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give us. And the kohen takes the basket of first fruits from your hand, and he places it before the altar of Hashem your God. The Anisa, says Rashi, Lashon Haramas Kol. The farmer, the bring of the bikurim, now raises his voice, and he says a beautiful declaration. By the way, it's going to sound very familiar to, because it forms the body of Magid in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. The farmer raises his voice, he makes a declaration, and he says before Hashem your God, Arami Oved Avi, and Aramein wanted to destroy my father, Vayerid Mitzrayim, and he went down to Egypt, Vayagar Shem Bimsei Me'ad, and he dwelt there few in number, Vayisham Lagoy Gadol, and he became their great nation, Atzum Virav, strong and numerous, Vayereo Asanu Amitzrayim, and the Egyptians did bad to us, Vayanunu, and they afflicted us, Vayyanunu, and they put upon us hard labor. This is what the person who is bringing the first fruits declares before the Kohen as he stands before the Mizbech with his basket of first fruits. Vanitzak, Hashem Elkei Avisenu, and we called out to Hashem, the God of our fathers, Vayishma Hashem Esklin. This is all in Magid and Haggadah Shel Pesach. And Hashem heard our voices, Vayarasan Yenu, he saw our affliction, Ve'esam Aleinu, and our travail, Ve'esach Hatzenu, and our oppression, Ve'yotzin Hashem Mitzrayim, Biad Chazako of Israel, Netuya. And Hashem took us out from the land of Egypt with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm, Ubumara Godo, with great awesomeness, Uba Osos, with signs, Ubumosin, with wonders. And that same Hakadosh Baruch Hu Echad, who took us out of Egypt, brought up to this place, that Yitin Lenu Eretz Aretz Hazot, he gave us this land, Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, a land that flows with milk and honey. Va'ata, and now, Hinehe Vesias Reishus Priyadama, Asher Nesatu Li Hashem, and behold now, I have brought the first of the fruits of the ground that Hashem has given me, V'hinach Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, and you shall place that basket of fruits before Hashem your God, V'ishtach Avis Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, you shall bow down before Hashem God. The last pasuk in the sugya of Bikurim, Peruch Chavav, pasuk did Aleph, V'samachta b'chol hatov. You shall rejoice with all the good. Asher nasal necha Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem your God gives you, ulevei secha, to your household, atov, alevi, v'agir asher b'kirbecha. You and the levi and the stranger who that is in your midst. So it's a common theme that we have seen, recurring. You have to make others rejoice. But the last pasuk of the passage of Bikurim tells you, V'samachta b'chol hatov. And I'm going to tell you what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mikan Amru, from here the sages learn, Ein Koren Mikra Bikurim El Bizman Simcha. The passage, this declaration that the landowner says, cannot be made only in a time of Simcha. What is a time of Simcha, says Rashi? Ready? Me'atzaras v'arachag. From Shavuos into Chag Hasukos. Sha'adam milakeit v'asu peirasa, because at that time, from Shavuos, Ayetzeres, into Chag Hasukos, a person gathers his produce and his fruits, v'yeinu, v'shmanu, his wine and his oil, But from Chag HaSukkos onward, maybe he could still bring the first fruits up to the Beit HaMikdash, ve'eino kore, but he does not say this beautiful passage that we have just gone through. Why? Because the verse is teaching us that the recitation, the Mikra Bikurim, can only be made in a time of joy. When a person's heart is overflowing with the bounty of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he talks about the bitter past in Egypt, the great exodus that Hashem did for us, and the coming to the land of Israel. Is there any greater joy than this? And Bikurim, our final shir in this Midah Simcha week, what's another name for Chag HaShavuos? Chag HaBikurim. Because it is the first of the wheat, the Shtei HaLachem, that is brought. The chita and the sorah, the chita is the fruit of Shivat Aminim. Chag HaShavuos is the two wheat offering breads, the shtei halachem from wheat, which is known as Chag HaBikurim. And the Bikurim passage tells us that when you say this beautiful decoration, it must be with a heart overflowing with simcha. We have to appreciate everything Hashem gives us. We have to live a life committed to Torah with joy. We have to make sure we rejoice. We have to make sure others rejoice. We have to remember how great is the mitzvah of Simcha and Arvodas Hashem. I wish everybody a beautiful Yom Tov. Thank you for learning with me this week. Kol Tov and best wishes to all.